I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello and welcome. This is Nico Cantor, and you're listening to a very special episode of Qué Golazo. With FC Barcelona in New York last week as a part of their U.S. tour, my colleague Ben Jacobs and I had the opportunity to sit down with the club's president, Joan Laporta, for a wide-ranging conversation about the state of the Blaugrana. Among other things, we touched on Barca's aggressive work in the transfer market, the financial mechanisms being deployed to balance the club's books in order for the team's new signings to be registered, his wish to re-sign Lionel Messi, being offered Cristiano Ronaldo, and much more. So, without further ado, here's our full conversation with Joan Laporta. Qué Golazo begins right now. President, thank you for this interview. How has the U.S. treated you?
Well, the U.S. is a strategic territory for Football Club Barcelona. It's very important for the Barça and global growth plans. But at the same time, there are some links between Football Club Barcelona and the States that are very nice. You know, we are committed with this country. I tell you why. It is the 13th time that Barça comes to the United States in a tour, summer tour. And the first one was in 1937. You know, it was crucial for the club survive because it was in the midst of a Spanish Civil War. And well, without doubt, that tour, Barça would not exist. Because for the, you know, economy of the club was very interesting. And I would like to thank America for their historical and kind hospitality for Football Club Barcelona.
So now it's a new year. I mean, you've been all over the U.S. kind of promoting this new look team. Also, you've got a new deal with Spotify. What has that meant for the club?
Well, that means that the legacy that we received when we arrived one year ago was a Football Club Barcelona in a very difficult situation, but we are, thanks to the work that we all of us, we are doing, now we are out of the hospital, now we are healthy again, and we are ready to compete in the high competition. And, you know, thanks for the good work of our employees, we reached this strategic partnership with Spotify that, you know, engage two global brands that are leaders and innovators, and we are sharing philosophy and values. But it's not only this, but also never seen before, is a partnership that unites football and music and sports and entertainment. And for us is a positioning that has a huge potential.
If you had to put one song for the Barcelona summer tour, what would it be?
That's a good question. That's a good question because, you know, talk to Spotify that they know more than us about music, but it's a... You know, we've been in Miami, in Las Vegas, in Dallas, in New York, and well, maybe born in the USA, that Bruce Springsteen, for instance. I like Bruce.
Nice. We all do, no? You have to catch a concert here in New York eventually.
No, I sleep with him tonight. Yes, I'm in Hard Rock Hotel, and you know, the image of Bruce Springsteen is in my room. And
There you go. So you have a little reminder. You've been using strong words. You said, we were out of the hospital. You said, clearly the Barcelona you came into in your second term as president. When what state was Barcelona when you found it, when you arrived for your second presidency?
Well, it was practically in Chapter 11. Mm-hmm. And we have to work very hard in order to revert the financials. And I can say proudly that we got it. In 1 year, we are in a positive equity. That's very important. And this season, we have, in terms of revenues, 1 billion, and the profits, 124 million. That means that we are getting better and better. And now we... Honestly, we got it because we have sold the 25% of our TV rights for 25 years, TV rights of La Liga. Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it in order to save the club, you know. And the impact has not risk for our P&L of the next seasons. Mm. And I think that with these deals, and I would like to thank Sixth Street Fund because we reached a very good deal for both parties. That, well, we have profits this season, and at the same time, we have enough financial fair play in order to buy players. And now we are focusing the registration of the players that we have been signed this summer.
So how much have you sweat trying to balance all that out to keep it in the positives?
It has been very hard and very stressed, and you know, but my expertise is to manage the chaos. And it happens in my first period as a president, and we got it because it was the period most successful of the history of the club. We had a lot of lucky, but we were doing all our work focused into be successful, taking care of the details, then the lucky comes. But in this second period, has been very stressed, has been very hard, but we had a strategic plan. The plan was work well. And well, thanks to all the people that is around me in the board of directors, in my staff and the employees, the executives, that they work very hard and very well in order to save the Football Club Barcelona. And now we have a position that we can compete as usual.
The work that not only you, but Matteo Alemany also and Jordi Cruyff have done, it's stuff that almost people can't believe that it's happening. How do you convince a player, right, like Piqué, Sergi Roberto, Dembélé, when they have a contract written in paper, how do you convince them to then say, you know what, I will take a cut to my salary?
Well, first of all, Matteo Alemany and Jordi Cruyff are doing extraordinary job. They did an extraordinary job last summer because they made miracles, and now in a better position they are moving very well. But at the same time, you know, we have to restructure the salary structure of the club. Because when we get the presidency again, the club has a payroll, a sporting payroll, in 40% higher than our competitors. And now it's obvious that we had to reduce this payroll. And it's not easy, but fortunately the fans, we love Barca. And I think that we transmit this feeling to the fans, but at the same time to the players. The players that we are talking about, they love Barca, and they did it. They did it. They reduced their salaries. And at the same time, in the case of Dembélé, that I am very grateful because I love this player. High quality player, fast, you know, two legs, and you know, you like football, and you know that he's a high quality player. All the players that we signed, they wish to stay in Football Club Barcelona, or they wish to come to Football Club Barcelona. And they understood perfectly, thanks to the talks that we had, Mateo, Jordi, with the agents, with the player, and you know, they understood this moment of the club, and they are aware that could be, again, one of the most splendorous periods of Barça history, and they want to be in. They want to be the artists, you know, that will do it. And right. In case of Dembélé, after some months to talk, at the end he accept to redimension his salary. And I'm sure that he will be proud of this decision.
So now, considering all of this, you've kind of been put in an awkward place with Frankie de Jong, because it would benefit you guys to get him off your payroll, or for him to take a salary cut, which he has reportedly not wanted to take. And I believe that he wants to stay at the club, and for some reason you guys would also want to keep him at the club, maybe for not what he's earning on his contracted salary. But how much of a headache has that been for Barcelona?
Well, Frankie, first we want that he stays in Barça. We love the player, we love him as a human being. I like the guy very much. And he's a high quality player, and he has a lot of offers, and very important offers. And we just doing the same that we are doing with the rest of the players, you know. The ones that are coming, the new ones that are coming, they adjust their salary to the new structure. And in case of Frankie, he has a contract that talking, and we don't force anybody, of course, because we respect the contracts. And you know, it's a decision of the player. But, you know, we try to do our work. It is to put the payroll, sports, football payroll, at the a level consistent, because we want to manage the club in a prudently and sustainable way. And we need to have these talks in a calm and pacific way. We don't force anybody. We just explain the situation, and you know, we are really grateful if this player, in some moments they help us, no? But we respect the decision of the player. We want he stays, he wants to stay. Then, you know, sportingly, is a decision of the coach. And there is no case. Now, internally, we have some talks, as usual, with the agent. And, you know, we respect the position of the player, for sure.
What happens on August 12th if he doesn't want to take a pay cut and he doesn't end up leaving?
Regarding to Frankie?
For Frankie, yeah.
Oh, he will continue. He will continue. You know, he has contract, and we follow the contracts. And, you know, we respect his decision.
And other alternatives that the club can do in order to take Frankie onto the team and pay him what is in his contract?
You know, this is an internal talks that we are managing as well as we can. And, you know, we'll see. But for us, he's player of Football Club Barcelona, and he's in the first squad, and we count on him.
The last question on Frankie, I don't want to press on so much. The Dutch Players Union chairman, Evgeny Levchenko, had mentioned that the what's going on between Frankie and Barcelona was a kind of extortion. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I respect all the opinions, but we are not doing any extortion to anybody. You know, if talks between two parties is an extortion, I think that this guy is wrong, but I respect any opinion.
So, new signings, you've put together a team that, I don't want to say it, this team can compete and aspire for what?
This team?
This team that you put together for this season.
Well, we are showing in our youth tournament our genuine style of playing football that has been recognized all over the world and makes us different in the way to play, and is one of the pillars of our brand. And we are here to extend our brand and at the same time to transmit the club's work and philosophy and values to the rest of the world. A club like this that is showing his style to the world and that has been improved, I believe, with the new signatures like Lewandowski, Christensen, Kessier, Rafinha, and probably some more players. I think that is a team very competitive. And well, in the US tour, we demonstrate that the team is making fans very excited, fans of football, and specifically Barça fans. We play in Las Vegas a good game against Real Madrid. That is an unofficial game because between Barça and Madrid there is no friendly games, you know. And we won. We give a very nice image. The important for us is winning for sure. But you know, we are recognized in the world for the importance that we give to how we play or how we win. And we are in with the same philosophy that has been successful in many periods of our history.
You mentioned a couple more names in the list of transfers. It's no secret that César Azpilicueta, players like Marcos Alonso have been of an interest to you, especially when you've mentioned that you were looking for a center back and two full backs. Koundé is here already. Can you say anything about Azpilicueta or Marcos Alonso?
Well, please understand that they are players that, you know, has contact with Chelsea. We respect very much this club and the new owner specifically. And please understand that I don't want to talk about players abroad that belongs to other teams.
So you're looking forward to the Joan Gamper. I mean, that's, you know, the day for the club to not only show the signings all put together in one place at the Camp Nou. It's a day that is almost symbolic for Barcelona. It's kind of that marking point that will start the season. Usually in the last couple of years, Messi has always given a speech, maybe promised a couple of things, addressed others from the past. Will there be something that will be done at the Gamper that maybe will be addressed to the fans?
Well, in Gamper, as you said, is for us the starting point. And you know, this is the presentation of our new squad for the season. Most of player stock, especially the coach. And this Gamper will be, I think, very exciting for the fans because, you know, there will be the first game of Lewandowski, Rafinha, Christensen, Kessié, and we'll see if Koundé is already done or conclude, and maybe some one more player. But you know, if you add these players to the ones that we have, young players that are very excited for the fans, like Araujo, Eric Garcia, Nico, Pedri, it is unbelievable. Gavi, Pablo Torre, then Ansu Fati, Ferran Torres, all of them, you know, very young players, very talented players that, you know, his destiny is to give again a splendorous period of the Barça history. You know, I think that the fans, the Barça supporters, we have 400 million fans all over the world. Mm. You know, is for them, I think that they are very, very proud now.
And for when the start of the La Liga comes around, you don't envision that the club will have any problem in registering these new signings?
Well, we are in the process. You know, La Liga, nobody knows, but we are trying to do it with all respect and following the rules. And sometimes there are different interpretations that we'll see what will happen. But, you know, the effort in terms of economics that we did, that we increase or we get revenues for 667.5 million euros in 45 days. I think that, and now we the equity of Football Club Barcelona is positive. That is one of the main rules in order to have enough financial fair play. I think that La Liga will understand our effort and understand that we follow the rules and hope that there will not be problems to register these players.
So I think this 1 year since you took the presidency almost, it feels you have this air that you've taken a certain weight off your shoulders, a big weight. You go back a year where you had to make a controversial decision in the eyes for those who don't know how the financials worked, and having to tell Messi that he couldn't continue at Barcelona. Do you feel like the public eye has scrutinized you unfairly because of Messi's exit?
I did what I had to do in order to put the institution above the best player of the history. I know Messi since he was a kid, and you know, I love Leo, Barça love Leo. And it's true that if you talk to me and you ask me for how I feel that in debt, in a moral debt with the best player of the history. No doubt. And I'll do my best in order to Messi have the best ending of his career with the Barça share. I would like to do it. It will not be easy, but I think that with the correct strategy, we could do it. And I think that Barça, in this sense, that you know, has been the player, that the most important player of our history, probably, because you know, has been a long period of success, and he was the leader. He was the one that excite our supporters and our supporters, Barça, and I personally, we love him, and we will do our best in order to have Messi ending his career in Football Club Barcelona and being applauded for everybody.
So, if you have Messi's departure, the moment that Messi was leaving, but let's imagine you had today's financial context. Would you sign Messi to keep him at Barcelona?
This is an hypothesis that was not there in that moment. And we have to take decisions, very tough decisions. But well, now Messi is a player of another club. But I told you, I think that Barça has a moral debt with Leo.
So, you obviously have great history as well with the club, history of triumph. Coming back now for this presidency, how do you envision replicating, or maybe not replicating, but having a little bit of that sense of glory that you had the first time around?
We work with this goal in our head, and we are doing everything to achieve this goal. To do it again, and if it's possible, better.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Laporta, thank you for joining me and welcome to New York. What's been the key for you to Barcelona's incredible transfer window so far?
Well, because we work and we work well, and specifically our director of football, Mateo Alemany, and Jordi Cruyff, they are working very hard in this window in order to incorporate players. We did our job in financials, and now we are ready to compete again at the high competition. And you know, we sign Lewandowski, that has created an extraordinary enthusiasm to our fans. Sign Rafinha, sign Kessié, sign Christensen, and maybe one more or two more players will be very, very, very exciting for the fans.
Is it fair to say this transfer window, Chelsea and Barcelona, have been intertwined?
Intertwined? Intertwined. We have good relation and we respect our opponents, especially Chelsea, that we know the owner, that is an extraordinary person. He just has bought the club, and we respect them, but we have this necessity to go to the market in order to improve our squad. And it happens that the players, fortunately, they wish to come to Football Club Barcelona because they believe in our project, they believe in our history, they believe, you know, in our way to play, in our coach. That's important, the coach too. We are more than happy that the players help us in these transfers, because it's obvious that sometimes we have to use some arguments that are beyond to the financials of economy are related to the history, to the prestige, to the philosophy, to the values, and to the genuine style of playing football.
Did you at ever any point think that Chelsea had won the race for Jules Koundé? And if so, what changed?
Well, the same. The player preferred Football Club Barcelona because he understood that we have a consistent project with an instructor that he likes, and in these cases is you have advantage related to the competitors, and I think that has been thanks to the good job that Mateo Alemany did, and thanks to the player that helped us very much in this deal.
And was that the same with...
But it's not concluded yet. It's not signed.
Of course, he still has to do the medical and all the formalities. But was it basically the same with Rafinha as well, that you same. Were always confident the player would wait for Barcelona and for you to agree a deal with Leeds United?
Yes, the wait for Barcelona, and it's curious because we did an offer that under our financials, our economy, we could do it. And specifically, the players help us not only in wait for Football Club Barcelona, but in terms of salary, they accept the new salary structure of Football Club Barcelona. And we are very grateful, and I'm sure that they will be proud of taking this decision because they will enjoy us.
And then with Frankie de Jong, are you still confident that he will stay at the football club and take a pay cut?
I want he stays. I want he stays in Football Club Barcelona. To me, he's a high-quality player and is a very good guy. And I know that he wants to stay, and then there is no case because we hope that we arrange everything that could happen between us.
Can you categorically say, though, that he will not join Manchester United?
Yeah, no. In football, you know, never knows. I cannot say categorically, practically, because depending on different parties, you know. But in principle, I can say that there are a lot of possibilities that he stays. And I can say that as a president, I do my best for he stays in Football Club Barcelona.
And is it true that when you had dinner with Todd Boehly, the Chelsea owner, you offered Frankie de Jong to Chelsea as well?
No. We have a very nice dinner in Barcelona. And, you know, we talk in general about football. He's a very profitable and successful businessman. And he is involved in sports with Lakers and Dodgers and, you know, and now with Chelsea, and it looks a man that he knows what he has to do, and it was a very nice dinner.
What is your response to people that say Barcelona have got money now, but morally they should be spending it on existing squad members they owe wages to rather than on new transfers?
I respect all the opinions, but in my opinion, they don't have enough information in order to say these statements. And, you know, to me, the players that we have signed this summer is an investment. And sometimes these people consider that it's an expense. And at the same time, you know, the players, the existing players, understand perfectly our investments. Because the players that are coming, the players that we are signing, they adjust their salaries to the new structure of salaries of Football Club Barcelona that we have created. And then, to me, I respect all the opinions, but I think that they don't have all information. It's normal because they are outside the club, and I hope that they continue outside the club, because if we don't do anything, you know, probably the club would disappear. And now we move forward, we work very hard, we implement our strategic plan, we work very well in order to revert the financials. And in football, there is no patience. In football, is everything is for yesterday. And the fans are not waiting for you. The fans want a competitive team, and is the decisions that we have taken is in this direction. And sometimes I respect the opinions, but sometimes it seems that they want that we don't take decisions. These decisions are correct. Don't put in risk the club. On the contrary, you know, there are investments that are putting and addressing the club to the glory. And you know, I'm love Barca, and you can imagine that I don't take any decision that put in risk the present and the future of the club. It's a club of 122 years of history. You know, it will be very difficult that somebody damage the club, and specifically with me as a president, because I protect the club, I defend the club against anybody that wants to damage the club. And we have been so brave getting the presidency and my colleagues of the board of directors to take the club in these difficult times that I know that the fans believe in us. I feel the confidence and the trust of the fans in order to put the Barça to compete again, and if it's possible to do it again or to bring the splendorous times that we have living in my first period of president.
What is your specific response to Gary Neville, former Manchester United defender, who says that legal action should be taken by De Jong against Barcelona?
No answer. No answer. I respect his opinion. But in my opinion, he's not right, because I insist we are respecting all our players. We follow the contracts. And, you know, if we invest in another player, it's to put the club more competitive and to, you know, this is a circle. You invest in the players, in the squad, the fans engage, and the engaging of the fans get improve our economy, you know. He has been a very good football player. I respect his opinion as a player. And that's all.
You mentioned you're hoping for a few more signings. It's no secret that Barcelona would like Cesar Azpilicueta and Marcus Alonso. What do you think the chances are? Because Thomas Tuchel is frustrated at Chelsea. He needs defenders, and he suggested during his time in the US that he may not be that keen now to let Azpilicueta in particular go.
Again, Cesar Azpilicueta and Marcos Alonso, I respect them as football players because they are very, very good players. They show his quality and talent in Chelsea, and they are players of Chelsea, and I don't want to talk about these players. It's a matter of respect for Chelsea.
A name I'm sure you would like to talk about and are on record discussing is Lionel Messi. How likely is it that one day he will be back at Barcelona?
Well, I said that we have a Football Club Barcelona has a moral debt with Leo, because the end of Leo in Football Club Barcelona was not the best that we wanted, because were difficult times. We have to take a decision and put the institution above the best player of the history. But I think that we have to work in to have the end of Messi, the end of career professional career of Messi, in with the shirt of Football Club Barcelona. Being applauded by in all the fields that he plays, because he deserves, and we will do it our best in order to give him what he deserves.
You would like a return, but have you spoken to Messi to see whether there is an appetite at his end?
This is an idea and a motto that we have, or I have, and I do my best. That's all.
And are we looking at more information and progress after the World Cup, or are you moving on Messi now?
Well, again, I'm telling you that this is a wish that we have. It's a wish that we could convert in a strategy in order to get him back to the shirt of Football Club of Barcelona. That would be, I think, that because Barça loves Leo, the fans love Leo, and I love him too, and I do my best.
But he would have to come back on a pay cut.
We'll see. Now is not the best moment to talk about this, because he's player of PSG. He has one more year contract, and we have to respect this.
Just a few final questions. I want to ask you your thoughts on Cristiano Ronaldo. The players' camp say before you signed Lewandowski, he was offered to Barcelona. Is that true?
Well, I want to keep this in. This is in the process of, the window, the summer window, that appear a lot of news. That at the end is the truth is that we bought Lewandowski.
But did you ever consider Ronaldo?
We have bought Lewandowski. That was our main target.
I understand he was the main target, but did Mendes ever come to you and say Cristiano Ronaldo is available?
Sure, with George Mendes, talks? We have a very good relationship because I know him for a long time. He's one of the best agents, player agents, and he knows how to do his job, and I respect him. He's very good in his job, but in this case, we decided for. Lewandowski, that had a very good agent that I know for a long time as well, that is Pini Zahavi, that he was crucial and was, very important in the decision of the player and the football club Barcelona and Bayern Munich to reach a deal. Fortunately, we got it, and this is the reality. Then is the other things for is a part of the little history of football that are very nice, but. There are opinions and news contradictories that, I don't want to comment.
I can understand that. Are you surprised generally, though, away from Barcelona, that Ronaldo can't find a new club?
Ronaldo is a very good professional player, and he's fit. He's a player very ambitious, very competitive. And I'm sure that he has a lot of options. Actually, I think that he's a still player of Man United, It's an extraordinary club that I also respect very much and I like very much. And, it's not my business. It's the business of Man United and Cristiano.
Just a few final questions. Bernardo Silva, still any interest there?
He's a very good player, Bernardo Silva. But he's a player of Man City, isn't it? And then... I have to respect that he's a player of Man City, another club that I respect. And there are some friends that I have there, like Pep Guardiola, Chiqui Beristain, Ferran, a lot of people that I know, Caldun. And, he's a player of Man City, and we respect this player and this club.
And then bringing it back to Barcelona, what are your expectations this season? Naturally, you want to win La Liga. How far can you go in the Champions League?
I believe that we will be competing for La Liga and for the Champions. And we are stakeholder in these competitions. And I think that we will be competing for La Liga and for the Champions League, and hope that we have a chance to win. But we'll see. At least I'm sure that we will compete. And we will show our genuine style of playing football that fans love. And they will be very proud of Football Club Barcelona, for sure.
And my last question, what does it mean to you personally to see Barcelona where they are now comparative to when the financial situation was so bad that some people said the club could be on the brink of extinction?
Well... I feel in these moments very, very proud of our job. We did it. And, the club now is healthy in terms of financial. 1 year ago was practically in bankruptcy, practically in Chapter 11. And you must understand that we are very proud because we did our job. We worked very hard and very well. Honestly, I didn't want to sell the TV the 25% of our TV rights, but I had to do it for save the club. And I think that we took the right decision and in a good deal for both parties. And I would like to thank Sixth Street that they understand perfectly our philosophy and our potential. And then, we sold the 25% of the TV rights for a huge amount of money, very interesting for us. For 25 years, there were another possibilities that, you know, were more expensive and were not so good as this one. And fortunately, we had this because we put in value our assets. And Barça is still, and since we go back, is more and more attractive for the investors. And we have seen this because, you know, the sponsorship agreements that we are developing, the existing ones and the new ones, are increasing our revenues. And we have this evidence here in the US tour. And really, you know, we are focusing manage the club because we know how to do it. We did it in the past and we know how to do it again. And because we love Barça.
President Laporta, we wish you well for the new season. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.